Yvette Stalen's interviewing Yaffa Kwon Weinrich in bedroom number seven at Halsey Manor on...
What is the date?
The 9th of December, I believe.
Thank you. Okay. Yaffa, tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, your family.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My mother's Chinese and my father's Israeli, which is why I have that crazy name. But I'm born and raised in New York. And I guess my parents both immigrated, so that's our history.
And folk music?
Folk music, well, I started as a classical singer, and then I really romanticized the idea, I think, of folk music and of tradition, just because I'm from many traditions and I'm kind of from no traditions at the same time, because it's we're not religious and we don't have a big family, so it's a bit, and I'm in New York already, so I think I was really interested in culture and tradition, and I went over to Scotland a couple of years ago to study at School of Scottish Studies, and that's how I started with folk music.
Do you play instruments?
I used to play the piano, but I think singing is my main instrument, yes. I like to learn, I like to fiddle about. I played the tin whistle as part of my audition to get into Scotland again, and we never mentioned it again. So.
And how did you come to be at Halsey?
Well, I'm touring right now with Luke Daniels, who's a brilliant musician who I met in Glasgow because I currently live there. And I was doing the Scottish Gaelic backup vocals for him, and we decided to do an English tour, and it's great because I've never been through most of England, so everywhere is new, and we just arrived here, and I had no idea what was going on tonight, and it was absolutely amazing when we pulled up.
So tell me about when you came here. Was yesterday evening? Was it for?
It was for our gig, and it was quite an intimate, quite a small gig. December's sort of a weird month, I think, to be. Everyone wants to be cozy at home. And so we set up in the small room next to the fire, and we all got to sit on chairs, which is a little bit different from the regular performance setup.
And tell me about your impressions of Halsey.
Well, it's like a folk dream for me. Since I study at the School of Scottish Studies, I love their library. I'm obsessed with their library. I'm there all the time, and then I was very excited that there's a library here. There's two libraries. And I really love that we got free reign of the place, that no one was chasing us around in the library, like, don't put your cup there. It's been fantastic. Sort of looking over just to make sure that I see everything.
Can you tell me a little bit about your plans for the future, for your folk music? What are you thinking of doing next?
So currently I'm a Scots and Scottish Gaelic singer. But I'm mainly interested in studying folklore and storytelling from different cultures, not just from one, but obviously the best way and really the only way to learn something is to go and be immersed in it first. So I decided to start with Scotland, but there's of course Ireland and England now as well, and I'm quite interested in Jewish singing, particularly Yiddish and Ladina, because my grandparents, one of them is Ashkenazi and one of them is Sephardic, so we have the two different branches of the Jewish tradition in my family as well, so that's like double the amount of songs. And my mother's from Hong Kong, and she was showing me actually some Hong Kong street songs, and like opera that's a bit like folk opera, so it's like the Peking opera, but it's a bit just a bit different. And I saw them actually in Chinatown. Oops. Sorry. I saw them in Chinatown actually once, and they were using instruments that were quite similar to the Scottish instruments. I know that there's stuff there that I can kind of understand and lots to learn. So yeah, I think I'm going to be running around the world. It's my future plans.
So this is very personal folk heritage, isn't it, that you're pursuing? It's family rooted and it's looking at all those dimensions. What do you see the outputs of it being eventually?
I like to bring to the forefront just folk traditions that are sort of dying out and things that people don't know about. And especially as an American coming into the folk scene, the Scottish and the English scene, there's so much that I didn't know. Even when I was trying to research on the internet the origins of a ballad, you'd get three different people claiming that it was from absolutely different places. And there's just so much that people know just from living in the tradition, and they don't always know how to explain it, like how to pronounce certain things in Gaelic. I'd prefer to speak to an academic or a linguist about it. And so I'm discovering all those little things, and I really like sharing that with people. And I think the point of story is really is seeing the shared human psyche that comes out, because you get stories from totally different places in the world that couldn't have been in contact with each other, and yet they reflect the same hopes and dreams and fears and things, and it's amazing. So,
do you have a song you might like to share with us before we finish this interview?
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, sure. I think I have to say yes. But let me think of the song for a moment. Well, I could do My Donald.
Yes.
I don't have the words with me, and I'm notorious for forgetting them. But we'll see. My Donald, he works on the sea, on the waves that blow wild and free. He splices the ropes and he sets the sails, while southwards he rolls to the home of the whale. And he ne'er thinks o' me far behind, nor the torments that rage in my mind. He's mine for only part of the year, when southwards he rolls to the home of the whale. Oh, ye ladies that smell of wild rose, think ye on your perfume to where a man goes. Think ye on the wives and the babies that yearn for a man e'er returned from hunting the sperm. Oh, my Donald, he works on the sea, on the waves that blow wild and free. He splices the ropes and he sets the sails, while southwards he rolls to the home of the whale.
Thank you.
Mess up that lyric, but, you know, that's part of it.
It's part of it. It's your version. And that was. It's what matters. Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.